The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The newspapers are festooned with pictures of stars, very glum looking stars, but stars nonetheless. Cillian Murphy standing on the front of the Irish Examiner, or rather, pictured standing on the front of the Examiner. Pictured on the front of the Examiner, standing. Also, Saoirse Ronan, pictured standing on the front of the Daily Mail. The Indo is rising above it, as is the Times. But the reason those two papers have them is because last night was the IFTAs, which is sort of the Irish Oscars. I mean, it is the Irish Oscars, the Irish Film and Television Academy Awards. Laura Donnelly, our news editor, was, or rather, news editor at Barrow, was there. And Laura, have they taken TV out of this, or is it still film and TV together? It's the Emmys and the Oscars, or just the Oscars?
No, there's TV in it too. Yeah, there is indeed.
So the great and the good were all there, all the glamour.
Yes, and despite what you're saying about the pictures there, that not everyone looked glum, and it was quite a good night. It was great to be surrounded.
So. He does look very glum though, doesn't
he? Yeah, he looked glum.
It's very serious look.
I know, he looked glum for most of the night, to be honest.
What about Saoirse? She's not exactly falling apart with laughter in that picture.
No, and she looked very surprised and shocked when she won one of her awards, and it took her a few moments to gather herself and get up on stage. And even when she got there, she was like, I don't deserve this. There was better people in this category. So she was not prepared for that. But most other people were in good form. And I couldn't think of a better way to spend Valentine's Day than surrounded by celebrities that I really like.
And this was held where?
In the Royal Dublin Convention Centre, which is not too far from us here. It's just joined onto the Radisson Hotel just around the corner on Golden Lane.
Now, I've never been to the IFTAs, but my understanding, speaking to those who have, is that it goes on for a long time. Is this true?
They were asking for you last night. Yes. Yeah. Well, I left around 10:30, 11 after the awards ended because I had to prepare for this and file stories and stuff like that. But in the room next door, it sounded like a party, like you could hear glasses clinking and all the buzz and stuff like that. I would have given anything to go in there for a nosy and see who was talking to who and what was going on.
So who won what? Start with the big ones.
Cillian Murphy, the smiling man on the front of the papers, won lead actor in a lead role for Small Things Like These. And that film also won Best Film Overall as well. And he was in a category up against Kneecap for lead actor. So the three Kneecap guys took up half of that category of six. So they told me beforehand they thought they were in with a good shout. So of course, the first thing Cillian said when he got up on stage was, I'm sorry, Kneecap. And then he talked about how the film was a really important film he wanted to make on stage. And
hey, for a minute. All of Kneecap as an entity were up for Best Actor.
Yes, all of them individually got a nomination. So that took up three slots in the lead actor category, and elsewhere in that.
And they couldn't pick which one to nominate out of the single film.
No, and the director, when I spoke to the director, I asked him about that. I said, who do you think will win and what's likely to happen given how excitable those guys are? And he said, don't ask me that. It's like picking my favourite child. And they didn't win anyway, which is a surprise.
Wait a minute, do I misunderstand this term? My understanding was that lead meant one person out the front. Can you have three lead actors in one movie?
Look, that's what happened.
Anyway, you got to talk to Cillian Murphy. Here's what he had to say.
Well, you know, I think so many people read the book. You know, it's on the curriculum. My son's doing Believin'. So I think it's amazing that the book has been taken to heart so much of the country. And then we just felt a great responsibility to you know, be faithful to the book. And what I was trying to say in there is that there's people walking around who have this as a real lived experience. It's affected so many people across the country. So we, you know, we felt a great deal of responsibility, I guess, Mike.
So that's Cillian talking about, Cillian, like we're pals. That's Cillian Murphy talking about the movie Small Things Like These, for which he won the Best Actor at the IFTAs. Best Actress?
Saoirse Ronan. We didn't get to speak to her. Saoirse Ronan didn't do any press on the night or after the win.
Was there anybody internationally famous? I mean, I know our lads are internationally famous, but did they get anybody sort of Hollywood-y?
Well, Denzel Washington was named on the list of nominees for
Denzel was there?
But he wasn't there. Oh. Colin Farrell won an award last night, but he wasn't there.
Well, he's
there.
One of our... He wasn't there either.
No, and Paul Mescal and Barry Keoghan both were nominated, but there was no sign of them on the red carpet last night, sadly.
Colin Meaney was there.
He was, and he's lovely.
This is true.
He won the Lifetime Achievement Award. And when we talked about all of his great achievements, and it took everything in me not to call him Georgie Burgess and all of that. But I asked him then, what else would you like to achieve, or what else is on the bucket list? And I was standing there with my mic in front of him thinking, he's going to name some story I'm not familiar with, or something that's off the wall, and I'm going to have to go along with this. And I said, what else is on the bucket list? And he goes, do you know what? I've never played a pirate, and I really want to play a pirate. And I said, okay.
We have to see this happen one of these days. He's had that pirate ambition for some time, and someday it'll come true.
Someone please make it happen.
On the topic of lovely actors, Victoria Smurfit was also knocking around.
Yes, she was. And I had just watched her in Rivals, and she was nominated as supporting actress for that role. And I asked her, is there going to be any more Rivals? And she said, yes, absolutely. They're getting ready to start filming season two. And of course, that's based on the book by Gillie Cooper from the 80s, Rivals. So there's a series of books, so there's lots more material, and I know you haven't watched it yet, but it is brilliant.
So that's Saoirse Ronan as Best Actress, Cillian Murphy as Best Actor, Colm Meaney, Lifetime Achievement. Who else did well? Did anybody get multiples?
Bad Sisters did really well. So they won IFTAs for Best Drama, Director and Script Drama. Sharon Horgan was there with a few others from the show. And she talked about Series 2 being quite difficult because, as you'll know, as listeners will know from Series 1, it's a very specific story about that man in their lives, those sisters' lives that they wanted to get rid of. And he was gotten rid of at the hands of the sisters. And when it ended, we all wondered, how are they going to follow this on? He's gone. So she spoke last night about how Series 2 was difficult to make and how she filmed it in and around Dublin. And she described it as a love story to Dublin.
When I set up the writer's room, I had pictures of all the sort of childhood places I hung out when I was a girl. And so it was all like, you know, Skerries and Malahide, where my dad would deliver turkeys to the Grand Hotel. And then, you know, so this time around, I was like, where else? And where else can we sort of introduce to the world? It was like the 40 foot first time round. So like Leopardstown and, you know, just like the GAA pitch and... So it was just finding things that were very Irish and you know, a real part of everyone's sort of childhood growing up.
So that's Sharon Horgan talking about Bad Sisters, and that won for Best Drama, Director and Script Drama, outstripped though by Kneecap.
Kneecap, yes, they had 17 nominations and they got 4 awards. So I spoke to the director, Richard, just beforehand, and I asked how they're feeling about all their awards. And he said, look, we've got 17 nominations. If we don't get something, it's going to be pretty embarrassing. So they got Best Director, Editing, Casting and Costume Design. So the Kneecap guys themselves, they didn't go up to pick up any of those awards. It was the casting director and stuff like that. But I spoke to JJ beforehand as well. He is one of them. And I would describe the lads from Kneecap last night as being in very good spirits. They were buzzing, and he said that all of the nominations they've received are a good indication of people reclaiming their culture. And he spoke about how in recent months it's been talked about that there's been an increase in people learning the Irish language. So they are very proud of that. And as you'll know, Anton, there's another big awards ceremony coming up in March in LA. That old thing over there, the Oscars. And of course, Kneecap were tipped to get 2 awards at that. But then when the list came out, they're not on it. And they were sort of dismissive of it last night, saying, that doesn't matter to us. They've no interest.
What about the television lads in all of this?
Oh, there was so many of them there. Victoria Smurfit, I suppose, would be a TV person. Chris O'Dowd, Andrew Scott, Pat Short was there as a guest presenter. He was good crack. He brought his daughter.
No better
she
man.
Joked with us saying he couldn't get childcare. She's a grown woman. And she said she was happy to spend Valentine's night with her dad.
In terms of the frocks and the suits, was there anybody wearing anything particularly stunning? Because obviously a part of these sort of events, at least if you look at Oscars, are that there's somebody who always wears something daft, and there's somebody who is particularly glamorous.
Nothing daft, but a lot very glamorous, I have to say. Andrew Scott had a touch of gold in his suit. Saoirse Ronan did look lovely in blue. Nicola Coughlan was wearing black. She always looks gorgeous anyway. And I thought Victoria Smurfit arrived in looking very striking. She's very good looking anyway, but just her look last night was very put together. So yeah, those would be my top tips.
Well, thank you very much, Laura. That is Laura Donnelly there, who was at the IFTAs reporting for us this morning.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.